There's a movement afoot to create greener schoolyards, including among Milwaukee public schools. Over the last few years, more than 24 of its schools have begun reimagining what are often paved, underused spaces. Wednesday, North Division High School will show off its surroundings after a 3-year process of planning, fundraising, and asphalt removal. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz got a preview and has this story.
This is Mr. Carrington. How may I help you?
Principal Keith Carrington steals a few minutes between phone calls to share his excitement for what he calls North Division High School's Green Schools Redevelopment Project.
Well, I think North Division's always had a rich legacy. And so we're just really trying to build upon that legacy, right? So showing students about green jobs and green infrastructure and how those things really tied together in the community. It's appealing to the eye.
Carrington says the idea of getting students breathing fresh air was appealing 3 years ago when North Division started planning, but it's even more attractive as students have returned to school this fall.
Students were actually intricately involved in the design, the proposal, the execution. We actually have, and I know you'll be interviewing him, Dante Latrell was actually a main cog in the creation of the idea.
Carrington is talking about North Division senior Dante Dutrell, who was selected as the student lead for the project. We meet outside North Division's main entrance on Center Street for the grand green tour.
Okay, let's start here. So this is the pickup area, like for people that get dropped off and picked up by their parents.
Artfully simple benches made of wood that might otherwise have ended up in landfill are situated along a curved path. The path material is designed to absorb rainwater, as are the native grasses that are just taking root. Luttrell guides us to the school's west wall.
Right here, we have our outdoor classroom, and it has the picnic tables, which are anchored to the ground. And it has native prairie plants.
The outdoor classroom system replaces what used to be asphalt and cement. Around the back of North Division, there's another multipurpose area with rainwater-absorbing plantings. Luttrell calls it the amphitheater.
I call it this because what do you hear? You don't hear no cars. You hear the cars up there. You don't hear the cars back here. This is the quiet part. You know, you could get some chill time back here. You could relax. Could hear the birds and not hear the cars.
So where's this cistern?
That is our next location.
We pass the tennis courts due west of the school building. This is stormwater management on steroids. Pavers along the courts are designed to absorb rain, followed by a series of native plants. Beyond that is a wide promenade, a paved walkway flanked by trees. Yes, it all adds stormwater control. The cistern provides that extra measure of flood protection.
It's a very heavy plastic, and it's like the shape of a tunnel, and I helped put it underground.
But Luttrell's very favorite is the running track at the western edge of the North Division campus.
It's made out of like a rubber, like a rubbery material. You know, like the gymnastic mats? Yeah, it feel like you're running on a mat.
The old track used to flood. With some relatively modest adjustments, rainwater now gathers in the grassy interior. Luttrell is proud of the track.
Every morning I come to school, I see community walking on the track or running, taking a little jog, trying to get their morning exercise in. And it looks very, very clean, and I really like it.
We head inside to the second floor in the school's neglected greenhouse, but Catherine Brunikowski says that's about to change. She chairs the math department and is student faculty liaison for what they call the North Division Green Team.
The vision is that we would be growing seedlings, and there's a couple firms that would be purchasing the seedlings from us. And, you know, we're thinking big, too. You know, there's a farmer's market, Pondy. Could we do something there?
The school raised $465,000 to revitalize this greenhouse and finance the green infrastructure and outdoor gathering spaces. Brunikowski says they won't stop there. North Division's master plan calls for a green roof with solar panels to boot. Brunikowski says students are already blown away.
I tell you, the outdoor classrooms, they're like, oh, can we eat lunch out here? It really made an impression on them that somebody cares. I think that's really the biggest thing that's really been happening.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.